He says, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Just in time for pie. Welcome to Back to the Sugar Camp. It's Steve Fruitman here with you for another week of Sugar Camp and fun and excitement and experience. And we're going to start off with Tina Isle off of her new EP called The Cabin Song.
Born in a cabin, no running water, chickens in the garden. Was a second daughter. Dad was a jeweler. Mom was a painter. Old time music. Summer and winter. Dad would take me into the forest. Mushrooms and berries, hear the horn of the fairies. Mom baking lounge cakes on the airtight stove plate, singing French lullabies. Swatting at the house flies. Just one day where there wouldn't be shouting, slam doors and how to pay. One bowl going cold at the kitchen table, one face frowning, a sack of chickens drowning.
Sing with me on this beautiful
orchestra asked me to grab my horn and take a lead, and that was fine by me.
Not too often you get a song about a trombone player, but that one was about a trombone player, Louis Toronto. I thought when I got this brand new CD by Corey Brewster that it was a song about Toronto, you know, because it's T-R-O-N-O. But no, it's about Louis Toronto, and it's a brand new CD called Buffalo Street by Corey Brewster. She's from Alberta. And before that, we started off in British Columbia with an EP called The Cabin Song. We heard the title track by T. Nile. And you can visit her website at myspace.com/T-Nile. And like sort of denial. How you doing? You know, it's like the 21st of May. And, you know, wasn't it just a couple of weeks ago we were saying, will summer ever arrive? It was cold, you know, even on Victoria Day, it was a little bit chilly out there, and now it's like 30 degrees and 34 with the Humid X. When's the last time you heard them talking about Humid X? Get used to it, folks. It's going to be a hot one. Welcome to Back to the Sugar Camp. We're going to take a little trip into the territory of John Brooks. He's got a brand new CD that Pat Simmons just produced called Moth Nor Rust. And it's his third CD. We're going to hear the song called The War Resister. Here I'm back to the Sugar Camp.
Rapid City, South Dakota, I still miss you, but war cards as a kid. I never knew Mama why she did what she did. I went to Fort Bragg been into. Yeah, we don't know why we do what we do. It's just breathe, trigger, squeeze. And I was trained to kill. Kill we will. In the 82nd Airborne, we exceed the standard of soldiery. And my hands, they'd shake with adrenaline. We'd shoot out circles until they grew legs. 6 weeks later, we'd be shooting at men. Just breathe, trigger, squeeze. Yeah, I could shoot 36 out of 40. Oh, but I'm not studying war no more. No, I'm not going back to Rapid City. We left Anzio. Base housing with the dishes in the sink, yeah, and Liam, I'm a back courier in Toronto now. I got a secret that I can't tell. My conscience is making me a criminal. And my hands, they shake with the paradol. I asked Allah and I asked God, son, what's freedom worth if it's bought with a gun? And breathe, trigger, squeeze. A voice inside of me said, I'm not studying war no more. No, I'm not going back to Rapid City. Was born Jeremy Hintzman, Rapid City, South Dakota. I still miss you.
Beautiful song again by John Brooks, and that guy just continues to put out excellent music. And produced by Atlantic Kaylee's very own Pat Simmons, and it's called Moth Nor Rust. You're listening to Back to the Sugar Camp here on 89.5 FM CIUT, and I've got Taylor Mitchell with us for your consideration. And we're going to hear a song from For Your Consideration right now. This is a song called Fun While It Lasted, and we'll speak to her and she'll do a few songs for us live here at the Sugar Camp.
Your heart on the gleaming awry and a wild-hearted laugh in the night.
That's Taylor Mitchell, and that's what she sounds like. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you, and nice to have you here at the Sugar Camp.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Toronto.
Well, I was born here, actually. So Toronto, and what inspired you to get involved with music?
I've been involved with music my whole life, really. I was always in choirs or doing some form of musical activity as a child, and I just started writing about, 5 years ago, and really loved it, and I've been, just decided that I could make a career out of this, perhaps, and continued with it, perhaps.
You know, I was just speaking to a friend of mine the other day, because someone he knows wants to take guitar lessons.
Ah.
He was asking me, how do you know if a person wants to really play?
Right.
I said, well, usually they start when they're about two or three. I mean, there's just music in their blood. Were you like that?
Yeah, not with guitar. I started playing guitar about 4 years ago. And so I could write songs along to it mainly.
Yeah.
But from the minute I picked it up, it was just kind of my life shifted. And I don't think there's been a single day since where I haven't had a guitar in my hands.
And what is your earliest recollection of wanting to perform?
Oh, God. Probably in the womb. I was a dancer for a long time as well and got into musical theater. I went to high school for musical theater. And it's always been there, really, that inclination to be on stage and communicate with an audience.
Mm-hmm. So you're not that old. I mean, it's all this 18-year-old. Are you 18 still or are you 19 yet?
I'm 18, 19 in about 4 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I can still see your 18-year-old. So your bio is all up to date.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, so you started writing basically when you're, 13 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you look back on those songs now, what do you think of them?
I don't know. They're all pretty different. They're different than what I do now. A lot of it's a lot of jazz stuff, which is very interesting. And I got involved writing country and folk music probably when I was 14 or 15, when I really discovered country and folk. But looking back on those early songs, it's pretty funny.
So, of course.
Yeah.
But you can see the kernels of the future written in those songs.
Yeah, there are a couple good lyrics. Yeah, a couple things that could be salvaged.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to play us one?
Sure.
Not one of those ones when you were 12 or 13 years old.
No, this is a new one.
A new one.
Yeah.
What's it called?
This is a song called Don't Know How I Got Here, and I've got my friend Chris Stringer on guitars with me as well.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Taylor Mitchell live here, and Chris Stringer backing her up on the guitar. A song called Don't Know How I Got Here. Well, you know how you got here. Chris knows how he got here today because he was stuck in traffic. Welcome to Back to the Sugar Camp, if you just tuned in. I've got a throat thing again. I don't know what to do about that kind of thing, except the show must go on. And Taylor Mitchell, again. So, who are your... Okay, I don't want to ask who your early influences are. That's a stupid, inane question, you know, that I find. But, you know, you say you got into jazz when you were quite young and some folk and some country. What were you exposed to as a child?
Well, my parents aren't musicians. Music wasn't a big thing at home in my house. So, you know, it was basically whatever was on the radio. But my mother did introduce me to people like John Prine and Van Morrison.
So your mother's got very good taste.
She does, yeah. It's, you know, and I really, growing up with the Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys, I really wasn't interested at the time. And then later came back to those artists, and now I consider them big influences. But yeah, I was exposed to things like that. And then, you know, when I hit 13, 14, I kind of decided to learn everything I could about music, and particularly older music and older folk and country and, you know, Johnny Cash and the Carter Family kind of stuff, and that really drew me in, and I kind of followed it chronologically from there up until modern-day country and folk and music.
Well, you cover, you know, Joan Baez on your
yes.
CD, as well as Gordon Lightfoot.
Yes.
Which is quite a rockin' revelation, that your Love and Maple Syrup song, which I played a few weeks ago, celebrating the sap running, of course, here at the camp.
Of course, yes.
Know, we had to play that one. So, but you are just intrigued about different forms of music, are you?
I am, yeah. I've always been that way. I like to research the history of music and the history of different genres and how they came to be, really.
And what was it like going into the studio? It was obviously your first experience like that.
Yeah.
Everything must be so new to you.
It was. You know, it still is. Everything constantly amazes me. But going into the studio, I'd done an EP before in a home studio.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I recorded this at a studio called the Lincoln County Social Club in Liberty Village, Toronto. And I had some great players with me. And it was a blast. You know, we did basically live off the floor for a week. And everything came together perfectly. And I'm really happy with the result.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. The album is called For Your Consideration. And, okay, so tell me, I was born beneath a smoky light. What is that all about?
Don't Know How I Got Here is a song about me and my experiences with my father, particularly. My parents divorced when I was 13, and it was basically just working out some feelings there, and yeah, it's basically, and also when you find yourself in a situation in your life and you really don't know how you got there and you're trying to figure it out, kind of, which I think most teenagers go through at one point or another, but it was just kind of expressing those feelings.
Really? Jeez, I can't remember back that far, to tell you the truth. We're going to hear a song by Laura Bird, and we'll be right back with you. This is a CD called The Water In Between, and a song which I have to play now because it's called Spring, and it might not last very long.
A satisfied sigh, it's the touch of your hand, smile on your face when winter has loosened its cold, dark embrace. La da 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 da. It's the memory, it's the moment, the smell in the air, it's thirsty. healthy roots for water buds, maple and berries, the warm kiss of sunshine, caress of the breeze. It's the chorus of blackbirds singing in the trees. La da 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 da. It's the greening of a meadow, renewal of the earth. It's all the cows and horses waiting to give birth. It's the robin's first visit, nature's big show. It's the purple flower picking up from the snow. La da da da. It's the cleaning that we do. It's the chickens we're not. It's the boards we spring to. It's the sun rising and falling, silver moonshine. It's the dusking and the dawning, knowing you'll be mine. La da da. To sing, a new day is dawning. It surely must be spring.
Surely it must be spring. That was Laura Bird, and of course the wonderful mandolin playing of Emery Lester backing her up there. So that's off of her latest CD called The Water in Between. You're listening back to the Sugar Camp, and do you know what time it is in there in the other room?
I do.
You do? No, you're looking at the clock, so you're wrong.
Oh, wait.
It's Stompin' Tom time!
You see, it's not on a clock. This is a song off the Moon Man Newfie album, which came out in the early 70s, and it's called The Isles of Magdalene. Here's your history lesson for this week.
In the Gulf of St. Lawrence, off the coast of PEI, there are treasures this world has seldom seen. When I dream of them, shining there like little gems. They're the beautiful Isles of Magdalene, where the high cliffs of red and the blue sky overhead lend the ocean its deep romantic sheen, while the long warm lagoons lap the shining crystal dunes. Heaven smiles on the Isles of Magdalene. Where the boats all come and go, slowly rocking to and fro, on the breeze of the sea so fresh and clean. And the hardy fishermen are away from home again, fishing lobsters off the Isles of Magdalene. From Gros Isle to Sandy Hook, you may drive and take a look through the little town of Grindstone in between, where the children love to play round the barracks on the hay, where the sun shines on the Isles of Magdalene. To this haven of the Gulf, many feathers from the south build their nest among those hills of grassy green. They sing chivalrous zambuku like the friendly people do, for they love those little Isles of Magdalene. While the blue of the skies bring the tears to my eyes, I go back to those islands of my dreams, where the little fishing towns dot the coastline all around, I return to the Isles of Magdalene. I return to the Isles of Magdalene.
Stompin' Tom, the Isles of Magdalene. He knows all about the Isles of Magdalene. Knows them very well. That's where his wife Lena hails from. The Entry Isle, part of the Magdalene Islands, which are part of Quebec, which are only accessible by boat from Surrey PEI. So go figure it out. Anyway, we have Taylor Mitchell here at the Sugar Camp this week, and she's joined by Chris Stringer. They want to do another song for us.
Sure. This is a song called Ride Into the Sunset.
Oh, cool.
My head.
Taylor Mitchell, live here at the Sugar Camp again. You're listening to CIUT-FM 89.5, where we hear street sounds, sirens, you know, just about anything that's going on. And let me ask you, how did you cut your teeth in this music business of ours? I mean, you know, what was the process for you?
Well, I met a man named Michael Johnston about 3.5 years ago, I guess, and he is a Toronto musician, incredible piano player, and also a member of the wonderful Skydiggers. And I introduced myself to him on the premise of doing some co-writing and maybe him helping me with some songwriting. And he suggested that, you know, I think about this seriously, perhaps, and kind of showed me the ropes, you may say, and introduced me to the right folks. And I've had a lot of help along the way. People like Susie Vinnick and Lynn Miles have also been incredibly helpful in teaching me the ways of the biz.
So did you ever think that it would open up that way for you?
I didn't, not in a million years. Honestly, before I met Michael, I didn't really think that I could do it professionally. I didn't think it was a viable career choice. And then, you know, meeting all these musicians who are making it in the industry. And it's a struggle, but they love what they do, and it's really inspiring, and it's really helped me.
So how did you get into performing live? I mean, what was your avenue for that?
Right. Well, I just started playing gigs around town and doing a couple open mics with my own songs. And I don't know, it just kind of took off from there. And I also, a couple years ago, did a youth showcase at the Ontario Council Folk Festivals, which is a wonderful organization, and that opened up some doors as well.
Okay, so when you write your songs,
yes,
and say they performed at an open mic type of thing, you know, right, just you and a guitar, and it's kind of bare, and now you've got these songs on a CD, and they're not bare at all.
No.
I mean, you know, they're the arrangements are probably quite different from the ones that were originally. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're finally coming to fruition, the arrangements that were in your head when you wrote them.
Yeah, I would say that's more like it. The arrangements didn't change all that much, except, you know, a few things here and there that you have to change when you bring a band into it. But yeah, it was really just finally realizing the songs that I'd been hearing in my head for so long. I tend to like playing with a full band because when I write songs, I kind of write band parts into them as well. And everybody brings something different to the table. So, yeah, it was more just the songs finally coming into their own.
Creation, you know, they become alive. And we're going to play a song from the CD right now. And this one is a bit, the second one for your consideration.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so when I saw the title of the album.
Yes.
For your consideration, I saw, okay, this, she didn't use that as the title track. It was the second track. And the second track is quite different.
It is.
It's sort of like a honky-tonk country song.
Yep.
And so was this in your head when you wrote it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very much so, eh?
Yeah, I have a soft spot in my heart for honky-tonk country. I grew up riding and on ranches, and so that's always a big focus of mine, the honky-tonk. You can't have enough of that, so I had to do one of those songs, and it's a little cheeky and a little fun. And yeah, it came out really well, and I thought it was a good name to title the album, so gave it that.
So Grammy, it's a favor, I'll come back later. I'm not singing to myself. I'll hold up my tongue and shut my mouth. I'll bow to the sea and then to the south. But don't dare judge on what you think.
Yeah.
and has that classy country ending. Very, very good song.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've been in around the music scene. What, you know, in your limited time that you've been doing this, mm-hmm. what is the, say the highlight where you thought, oh, wow, like, you know, I just heard about a musician who met Robert Plant, you know, and freaked him right out. What was your biggest moment so far?
Well, I hope that one happens one day.
Yeah, Chris wants to be with you when you do.
Yeah, there you go. highlight. Oh, that would have to be, I got involved with a song contest called Mountain Stage New Song last year, and was a Canadian youth finalist, and they had the finals at the Ottawa Folk Festival. And I was sitting backstage at the Folk Festival on the closing night, and Rufus Wainwright played. And Lynn Miles was there as well, and his mother came, of course, the McGarrigle. And there was one point where Rufus was singing a song on stage, and she was sitting right beside me, and she leaned over and said, oh, this one makes me cry every time because I'm so proud of him. And she sat there, and she was crying because she was so proud of him, and it was just such a moment, and I kind of went, wow, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what I was after,
yeah.
The kind of answers.
There you go.
Yep, that makes good radio. Where are you going to be performing soon that people can get to see you?
Well, I've got a show June 11th at the Opera House as part of an acoustic ensemble.
That's a Thursday night.
It is. It's a Thursday night. And then I've got a few shows in the summer. I may be heading out west, which will be fun. And then in the fall, I should be back and doing a few more shows in Toronto, including one at City Hall in August.
Cool.
Yeah.
Would you like to take us out with another song?
Sure. This one's called Trick of the Light.
Okay. Taylor Mitchell.
Short a star.
Taylor Mitchell. And she was performing there with Chris Stringer. And thank you very, very much, both of you, for coming in and doing the Sugar Camp tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. We're going to shortly turn it over to Atlanta Kaylee. Oh, boy, we got a big guest in the studio for that. I'll let Pat talk all about that later with the jigs and the reels. And we got to say sorry for not putting up last week's Nudie and the Turks show on the Back to the Sugar Camp website. That'll be up tomorrow, I promise. My copy got screwed up, so I got a new one today, and it'll be up for you next, you know, as soon as possible. And tonight's show will should be up tomorrow as well. So you can tune into backtothesugarcamp.com and miss all the music you missed if you missed the show. Does that make any sense? Well, probably not. Anyways, I've got up-and-coming programs that you should take note of. Marion Gerard is coming in next week, and Rami Mays is giving us a telephone interview live from the Horseshoe Hotel, because she's performing there next week, and so we're going to feature music from both of those artists. On the 4th of June, the return of Ian Sanity. That's Ian McIntyre when he's Ian Sanity, and he's going to be doing acoustic versions of Syd Barrett songs. On the 11th of June, Elaine Kilpatrick and Jamie Snyder come in here and talk about Key Records. And Claude Sound of Stephenville, Newfoundland, the first Newfoundland recording, independent recording studio and label. And they put out numerous things like Ron Hines backing up, Emile Benoit, you know, stuff like that. So we'll talk all about that. And Rosemary Phelan comes in here. She won a Porcupine Award for Song of the Year last year, Hummingbird. And she's here on the 18th of June, and we finally get to the end of our spring season with the illustrious voice of Tanis Slimmon. So great shows coming up here. You know, I have nothing to do with it. It's the artists, of course, that come in here and do the great stuff. And I just eat the pie. I got my finger on the Canadian pie. So that's what's happening next few weeks here at Back to the Sugar Camp. You can get the playlists for the shows at the 3ws.backtothesugarcamp.com, or if you want me to email them to you, steve@backtothesugarcamp.com. It's Steve with one E in the middle, I think. Well, I think I've got time for one more song. Song, I said, you know. Yeah, I was left an extra 3 minutes at the beginning of the show by Colin.
Very generous.
Very unusual. He usually goes right to the second, eh? So I've had a long show tonight, and it's going to end off with some, you know this person, Aaron Marshall.
Oh, I do indeed. The Hanks, they're playing at the Dominion, not the Dominion, where are they playing? At the
You tell me.
Oh, is it some hotel? What's the, is it the...
Oh, the Gladstone?
The Gladstone.
They're playing at the Gladstone. When?
Coming up soon.
The Haints.
Yeah.
And Erin Marshall used to live in Toronto, and she used to perform here. She does Appalachian fiddle music, and she's joined by Jason Romero and Ferris Romero. They're the Haints. H-A-I-N-T-S. So you say they're playing at the Gladstone soon, eh?
Here we go. What's
you got
this?
It, eh?
Yeah.
That's the one.
So,
that's pretty good information.
Gladstone, there you go. Friday, May the 22nd.
Friday, May the 22nd. That's like tomorrow.
That's like tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. So this is very timely. Square Dance to Follow, of course. Yeah. And, of course, we're going to have a Square Dance following us tonight here at Back to the Sugar Camp. Well, I'm going to leave you. It's time to play the Haints. This is a song called, what one did I pick out here? Jake's Got a Bellyache. I love the names of these tunes. Jake's Got a Bellyache, and this is the Haints. Steve Rootman over and out for another edition of Back to the Sugar Camp.